The next morning, Mojo returns to the Whistle Stop Hobby Shop. Parked in front of the shop is a police car, its lights flashing. What happened?
Someone broke in last night.
What did they take?
They stole the computer.
What was in it?
Our records.
You do have a backup.
Oh, yes, thank God. Otherwise, I don't know what we'd do.
Is my name in there?
Our whole customer file is.
What about Rufus?
Oh, you mean the man who ordered your watch? He gave your address, remember? Do you still have the watch?
Yeah, sure.
Someone called, asking about it.
They did?
Wanted to know who bought it. I said I couldn't give him that information.
Huh. Did he have an accent?
I think he was French.
What kind of voice?
His accent was really thick, but he sounded very sophisticated.
Any other impressions?
He gave me the creeps.
He didn't give you a name?
No.
Have you ever heard of the Voodoo Express?
Oh my God. It's sitting here on the tracks.
What is?
The train. I've never seen it before.
You mean whoever broke in here left you a model train?
That's crazy. On the side of the engine, there's a decal. The Voodoo Express.
And is there a logo of a snake eating its tail?
Yes. What is it?
I was told this is a train that runs on the tracks between two worlds.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Your pocket watch, does that have anything to do with that train?
It's going to take a bit to explain. You got time for a cup of coffee?
I can't leave.
Well, I want you to meet Otis. He owns the coffee shop down the street.
Maybe another time.
Just tell him Rufus sent you. He likes voodoo trains.
And speaking of his watch, Mojo has the feeling he's being watched. It's not a pleasant feeling. In fact, it's making him a little uneasy.
I suppose there are watches that can watch you, but that's not what's watching me.
So while Mojo is walking, he begins to weave a white light around himself, to wrap himself like a mummy in a shroud of white light. He is doing this not only for his own protection, but also to deflect any mental mischief that someone may try sending his way.
I think it's time to wind you up.
Mojo takes out his pocket watch and winds it up. It's early evening. He's waiting for the trolley. The trolley arrives.
Let's see if I can get a repeat performance from you, Mr. Watch.
Once again, the trolley moves along the tracks. Mojo looks at his watch. The watch looks back at Mojo. He can feel the ticking pulse. It's as though he's holding a mechanical heart. The trolley enters a tunnel. The eye winks at Mojo. And he's back on the Voodoo Express. It's as though no time has passed. Everything appears the same. Seated at the far end of the car is the woman he saw before.
Excuse me, ma'am. Your ticket, please?
I don't have a ticket.
If you look in your purse, I think you'll find one.
Oh, is this it?
That's it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Do you know your destination?
No.
You're going to get off at the next stop.
I don't think so.
I'll help you.
Can't you see what's out there?
You mean that lightning?
It's like hell out there.
Well, we're not going to get off here.
I won't leave this train.
You'll be safe with me.
There are things out there.
Your brother sent me.
Tony?
He asked me to bring you back.
Why? For what?
You don't want to stay on this train.
No.
Look, we're going to be entering another tunnel. That's where we get off.
Inside the tunnel? Are you crazy?
We're going to switch trains. Will you come with me?
Why?
So you can go home.
What is this train?
I've heard it's a train that runs between two worlds.
What does that mean?
It means we're somewhere in limbo.
Are we dead?
No. Here, take my hand. It's okay. You can trust me.
Can I?
There's a tunnel coming up now, so hang on tight.
Once again, the train enters the tunnel. In the faint flickering light, Angelina seems to be disappearing. She's there, and then not there. Mojo feels he's losing her. The train suddenly slows. He grabs for the back of the seat as it lurches to a stop. Angelina is no longer with him.
How's it going?
Not too good.
Coffee?
Oh, yeah.
You have any luck finding the Baron?
I think he found me.
You serious?
He's been following me.
You saw him?
He's using other eyes.
He has an accomplice.
He's got something.
Did you get back on the Voodoo Express?
I did. But I can't get Angelina off that train.
Why not?
I had a good grip on her hand. We went into a tunnel, and then I was back on the trolley, and she was gone.
Is there something hanging on to her?
Yeah, there's something.
But you're the conductor.
That seems to be so.
The conductor is in control.
Maybe, but I'm not so sure.
Well, have you seen the engineer?
I don't know if I want to see who's driving that train.
Why, you think it's a demon?
I don't know.
Your watch doesn't help?
It gets me on the train.
Hey, do you see over there? Across the street. Is that someone you know?
Yeah, that's one of Rizzo's boys. How you boys been?
The boss is getting antsy.
Don't blame him.
Don't do anything to set him off.
Yeah, he's really edgy.
How's your watch?
You get it fixed?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Did you get a face for it?
I like it like it is.
Don't you like to put a face on things?
Yeah, then you know where you stand.
Sometimes when you know, that's when you don't see.
So you're telling me you had a grip on her and she just slipped out of your hand?
When you cross from one dimension to another, things change.
I don't buy this dimension crap.
Well, there's somebody who's got powers, and he's very good at using them, and he's using your sister to get to you.
Yeah, so what are you gonna do?
I'm trying to get Angelina off that train.
Your Voodoo Express?
I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sending the boys with you.
No, that's not gonna help.
Oh, yeah?
If they get on that train, I don't know if they'll be able to get off.
Lefty and Louie are going with you.
Later that afternoon, Mojo and the boys are standing on the corner waiting for the trolley.
So the boss says we're to stick together like Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies? You sure about that?
Well, maybe he means like a reverse Oreo or something.
Yeah, you know, like negative Oreo.
Do you see that crow over there?
Yeah, what about it?
He's watching me.
That's a mean-looking bird.
You don't like crows, Rufus?
Oh, I like crows, but I don't like that one.
You want I should delete him?
What are you gonna do, plug a crow?
There's no easy shot. Not what I got.
Leave the crow alone. He's just doing his job.
What's his job? Being a crow?
being a snitch.
Is that what you're saying, Rufus?
The trolley's coming.
Hey, Louie. When was the last time you was on a streetcar?
When I was a kid. How about you?
I don't know. A couple of years ago.
After you, Rufus.
You like trolleys?
Yeah, I do.
You know, I think that crow is following us.
How crows look alike.
Not like that one. He's got a mean eye.
Hey, what are you doing with that watch?
I'm just winding it up.
So
So are we gonna ride around in the trolley?
There's a tunnel coming up. It's in there. That's when things happen.
Like what?
It's a kind of a shift in dimensions.
Yeah? Well, the boss says we're supposed to use these.
Handcuffs?
He wants us all handcuffed together.
Oh, come on. That's not necessary. This is his wish. But it won't make a difference.
It'll make him happy.
Okay, okay. Just let me keep one hand free.
How's that?
Fine.
Now we're all like paper dolls.
All right, now. There's a tunnel coming up. This is what I want you to do. Don't take your eyes off this watch.
It's got no face.
So what's to see?
Sometimes when there's nothing to see, that's when you see.
Okay.
Louis, are you seeing something? Something that looks like an eye?
Yeah, something's looking at me.
And once again, the trolley enters the tunnel. The watch begins to throb. The eye begins to open wider. And suddenly, it winks. And here they are, riding the Voodoo Express.